Before we get started on Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine, we'd like to tell you about the Miracle Moments Luncheon to benefit Easter Seals UCP Port Health. Earfluence, which produces this podcast, is a proud sponsor, and we'd like you to join us May 1st, 2024 at 11:30 Eastern Time at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary. This event helps raise funds and awareness for the life-changing direct services provided to more than 40,000 children, adults, and families living with disabilities, mental health, and substance challenges so they can live their best lives. We'll put more information on Easter Seals and the luncheon in the show notes, but again, that's Wednesday, May 1st at 11:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary, and we hope to see you there.
Attention, bourbon lovers. Are you ready for a taste sensation like no other? Old Raleigh Distillery, recently awarded Best Micro Distillery in the U.S., invites you to experience the art of whiskey blending firsthand. Located just east of Raleigh in downtown Zebulon, the distillery specializes in premium, micro-batch bourbon and limited-release whiskeys. Visit the tasting room Tuesday through Sunday to savor a wide variety of whiskeys, specialty cocktails, wine, and beer. And don't miss a chance to peek behind the curtain with a tour of the blending operation every Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 2 p.m. For more information and to plan your visit, visit oldraleighdistillery.com. Follow on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Old Raleigh Distillery for exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content. Old Raleigh Distillery, where every sip tells a story.
It's a unicorn in a market of a lot of ready-to-drink cocktails, but this is the first of its kind. I mean, right. They've revolutionized the ready-to-drink industry.
And the good news is, Wake County has them. You're listening to Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I'm your host, Gina Stevens. You may know Raleigh Magazine, but what you may not know is how we get our stories. It's all inside baseball. You'd be surprised what people will tell us. Our MO is telling stories no one else is telling, so this podcast is where you get the inside access to stories you won't read anywhere else. So let's dive into some of Raleigh Magazine's biggest stories. We've told you before how good we are at keeping secrets. With me today to finally spill some tiki is Raleigh Magazine Editor-in-Chief Melissa Housem. Melissa, thanks for being here.
I'm very excited about this episode. Y'all
yes,
get ready.
Yes, she is. It's time to can everything you thought you knew about ready-to-drink cocktails. We get it. Life is a lot. We'd all love to be sitting bellied up to the bar in the tropics somewhere right
yes.
now. Boy, would we. While we can't literally send you to the Caribbean, we can transport you to the tropics locally. What the world needs is a good stiff drink.
And we are here for it. We've been working on this story since last July. She was already rolling her eyes. And I went to have a coffee with a friend of the magazine who I didn't know. And he's like, hey, I have these friends and they're canning a tropical cocktail and you'll love it. It's cynical and irreverent and, you know, sarcastic. And so I was like, yes, this is my perfect story. I can't wait. And it's finally here. It's finally here almost a year later.
She did the interview last July.
I did.
We could not tell a soul. And every issue since last July, she has put it on the layout for the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out as 2 pages and it got down to a half page. And I'm to the point, why do you keep putting it on here? It's not happening. I mean, we knew it was happening. We just didn't know it was going to happen. So you know how you talk about something for so long, you're so excited. And then...
That's the thing, because I was having trouble, like, continuing to hold 2 pages for something that – these guys are great, though. Like, they were so honest with me every month. They were running into very obvious production issues post-pandemic. In fact, one of them even said – and we'll get into the story – but maybe this was becoming a new story about the logistical challenges of post-pandemic entrepreneurship. And I was like, no, this is a story about these cans. So, about the cans, this is harsh. We're going to go for it. These guys, they're hilarious, and we led the story with this, quote, everything is just fucking terrible, and help is on the way. And Gina is looking like she's going to have a heart attack. That was their quote,
that's
not
their
mine.
Quote, their branding.
But that this branding is like, it's my lifeblood. It's my wheelhouse. And this story terrified me to tell because I felt like I identified with what their angle and branding was
okay, so
much.
I think we've said so much you don't even know what we're talking about. So they've introduced 4
yes.
tiki drinks. We're not talking about simple cocktails like the Durham Distillery Gin and Tonic, which I absolutely adore and should own stock in the company because I drink so many of those canned cocktails. These are more those cocktails that you drink that have 6 and 8 ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
That are virtually impossible to figure out how to can. And these three guys came together to create these. I can imagine the taste testing that went on.
Yeah, so this is what I like to call a twisted trio of besties. They dreamt these up poolside, naturally, of course, riffing on escapism and how the world's terrible and, you know, like you said, and everybody just needs a stiff drink. And so they really kind of leaned into these universal themes, and tiki cocktails are perfect for that. And for them, though, I think this is a cool thing where you see typically alcohol being sold to you as an escape. This is not, you know, an earth-shattering idea, but there's a difference. When you think of like Corona being sold to you, it's like sunshine and rainbows and the world's perfect and we're all just having a beer on the beach. These guys, like their branding and everything they're going for is like, you're going to have a can of this like on the hood of your car on a Tuesday in the rain because life is just terrible. Or you're going to maybe pull it out of the chili bin on your yacht because life is amazing. But it's, you know, it really is like a sweet escape. But I do want to say who they are. A lot of people know them locally. Dave Burris is a producer. He worked on The Survivor and more recently The Mole. That story we did on The Mole actually came out of this interview, so that was pretty cool. Then there's also Carl, I believe you say it, Almanchenko. He's a lawyer. And then Andrew Shetler, who is in farm sales. And I love that they said, and he excels at Excel. So they kind of branded themselves as the low spirits. They bonded over alcohol, cynicism, and a shared inappropriate sense of humor. So
clearly.
Yeah. These guys are hilarious. They spent a lot of time in Andrew's kitchen, to answer your question, about 6 months on the weekends, coming up with, I think, 8 or so recipes that they dwindled down to the 4. After 6 months of that and blind taste testing and refining, they went into food science, so they didn't kill anybody. And they partnered with Flavor Man in Louisville. So to make these shelf stable was a lot of work. It was science. You know, you talked about this on TV, I think, the nitro dosing.
Yes.
Right? I mean, the things that they went through, pasteurization. But to your point, tiki cocktails can have as many as 20 ingredients. They're all really expensive. They're really difficult to make. And I mean, have you had a shitty Mai Tai before? I mean, they can be bad.
Can be
so to can something is very difficult. There's a reason why a lot of canned drinks are gin and tonic, vodka soda.
It still takes a lot of expertise, but it's not like trying to take 8 ingredients to create a cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
And keep in mind, they've done a zombie, a hurricane, Floridita, and a Mai Tai.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, we had some way back when they first started. And then the day that we sent this magazine to the printer, we opened all 4 cans.
Yeah.
And had a little taste test in the office. And I found my favorite quickly.
Oh, yeah. Same. And I do want to say, because you were saying it takes expertise to do them all, like even the gin and tonics, that's true. And Andrew talks a little bit about that. He said, we're realizing why people maybe don't want to do these, like, these cocktails that have so much put into them, he said, because it's a pain in the ass and expensive as shit. And that's a direct quote. But of course, it was worth it. And these drinks are really good. I think that ultimately they were a product of a lot of time, obviously, and expertise. They had some background in the food and service and bartending industry, too. So, I mean, I think it was kind of perfect for them to come together and create this. I think it's a fun story. I think everything about the branding, you know, drinks for dark days. And so, yeah, so talking about how like a lot of the other, you know, it's beach season and the Corona buckets on the beach and everything. I think it's just fun that this brand has these big universal themes of escapism. And so we just had the best time during the interview, like riffing on, and it's in a lot of their branding. Like I said, it's not just for a drink on the beach. It also is like maybe from under your desk or... or like, you know, like I said, on the hood of a car or pantless from the fridge on a shitty Wednesday. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
People have joked with me about they can't imagine what our bar looks like in our office. And it doesn't look as glorious as it sounds, but let's just say there's a lot of alcohol.
There are no mixers, though. So CC knows. We did a distillery tasting. If you haven't heard that episode, it's actually hilarious. And my favorite part of it is, spoiler alert, when CC's like, I think my eyes are getting small.
We had no ice and no bartender and no mixers.
And that is what we have in our office. Oh, well, we have bartenders, but we have
no ice and no mixers.
So I think, you know, I think our future bar goals for our office are going to have,
we need some mixers and a really good ice machine.
But it's also what these cans are great for. That's a nice like segue into that, because I think that's why we love those. We love the Conniption cans.
Yes.
I personally love High Noons. I know they're not local, but I do love them. You know, they're going to have tequila in the summer. Yes. And every time I tell somebody that, they're like, you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's the end of
it. We knew we were in trouble when we had so many Durham Distillery gin and tonics in the refrigerator and the vodka sodas that someone on the staff said, there's no room for food. Some of this alcohol has to go.
Oh, yeah.
We have nowhere to put our lunch.
We get in trouble with ready to drink. So we just went to the Holt Brothers Foundation charity and we were, well, I guess they had bars out there too, but we were mostly drinking High Noons.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this is on a Saturday. And when I saw Gina on Monday at work and she was tired, she said, this is your fault. I'm like, I should just at High Noon on Twitter and be like, you ruined us.
We had fun, though. We had a great time. We had three cornhole teams, and we lost. We were not great, but we had a great time doing it for a great cause. Well, Icon since 1949, and where Raleigh comes to celebrate, savor, and enjoy. Village District is celebrating 75 years of tradition and taste. You can stop by the Village and outfit yourself and your home in iconic Raleigh style at shops like Uniquities and Ballard Designs. Or take a date night to icon status at Taza Kitchen and Good Nights Comedy Club. You can look forward to the new additions at Village District coming soon, like Pastino Wine Cafe or FP, Free People Movement. Be the first to know all Village news, events, sales, store openings, giveaways, and more by following Village District on Instagram at Shop Village District, visiting their website at shopvillagedistrict.com, or by signing up to receive text by texting the word VILLAGE to 919-701-0202. Want more of Raleigh Magazine in between issues? Visit RaleighMag.com and subscribe to our newsletters. They come out Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. 5-minute read keeps you up to date. And especially on Friday, Dish on This, where to eat, where to drink, what to do this weekend. Subscribe for free at RaleighMag.com.
Just, it's a unicorn in a market of a lot of ready-to-drink cocktails, but this is the first of its kind. I mean, right. They've revolutionized the ready-to-drink industry.
And the good news is, Wake County has them.
Yes, so they're in ABC stores.
Wake County ABC. You can check out our website. You can obviously subscribe to the magazine or get a copy of it and see the cans themselves. But the branding is incredible. The design is cool. And, you know, the Floridita is my favorite.
Yes.
Hands down.
Same. Yeah,
I'm going to buy some of those soon. And speaking of ABC stores.
We have big news on ABC stores. So first, the one in North Hills is open.
Yes.
But bigger.
Back up for a second. We did a story several years ago, you and I together. It was probably one of the first big stories we worked on when you joined us about the ABC, because constantly we get questions about people moving from LA and they go, why is my bottle of vodka that I've always bought $10 more expensive, or I can't get it in North Carolina? And so we sort of did sort of a comprehensive story about the ABC, why it works the way it is and why we aren't privatized like most other states. And probably, you know, made it sound a little old-fashioned. Still are, but they're moving. They're moving. We now have a store at North Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And drum roll, please. We're going to have a store downtown on Fayetteville Street.
This is insane.
This is huge.
Yeah. As we're taping this, we just found this out last night. There's going to be an ABC store in the former Kimbrell's Furniture Building on Salisbury Street next to Deco.
I am forever grateful to Greg and Samantha Hayden.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is their building.
Yep.
It is going to be so cool. Can you imagine? I mean, that's a game changer.
It's going to be massive, 5,000 square foot space. And I think when I was reading about it, when we found out about it, there's also like 3,000 square feet or something of storage. So, I mean, they're going to have, mm-hmm. they're going to be able to house a lot more. It's probably a game changer, really.
Oh, I cannot imagine. And if you are in that sort of, I don't know, Crabtree area and going up Creedmoor, the Stonehenge store that had been closed for the good part of a year, at least 9 months, is now open and almost double in size.
that was really creating a dead spot without the one at Stonehenge. And the closest ones from there, if you're going east, is like Sutton Square area, right?
Northridge and that area.
And then west is Millbrook and Glenwood, basically.
Yes.
But neither are that close if you're in that in that kind of zone. So
that Creedmoor store is twice the size and is a great spot. So I'm really excited. And as I understand it, I'm not sure about this, but similar to the way that they're going to have coolers in the Cameron Village store, so some of the ready-to-drink cans you go in and buy will already be cold. My understanding is that's a move they're making with the new stores as well. So that will be the case.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. So you don't have to, you know.
That is really cool because I hate when you go in there and they're just, I mean, I love that they're there, but like you just have to go home and then chill them and whatever. So that, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
That's a big deal.
So last night, Jumping Horses, so we've told you before about Taco Bamba, which is a concept that is very popular, has a cult-like following even in the Northern Virginia and D.C. area, and they're making their first, like, market jump. Their first out-of-market place will be in Raleigh at Ridgewood Shopping Center. Well, last night they had, as we tape this, a pop-up at Junction West. It was so much fun. They did like a sort of menu preview. Every location has a somewhat unique menu. So they did like a menu testing of some things that they were looking to do here. So it was everything from, you know, I have to say, so there's this thing called the Jeffrey. It was like a Mexican egg roll stuffed with meat.
Ooh.
This is not something, I don't like egg rolls. I'm not a huge.
You don't like egg rolls?
I know, I'm weird.
Oh, you don't egg rolls?
I don't, no. And I'm not, I know, she's so disappointed. I'm also not like a huge meat eater. Like I like chicken, you know, I don't like, I'm not a big beef person. This was a massive egg roll stuffed with a bunch of meat and I loved it. Like it shocked me. Then when I'm looking at the menu, it's like steak tacos, which are my favorite. It's probably the outlier for the meat that I do love. And then it was like the one I would have said wouldn't have wanted was a barbecue pork taco. Yeah, you're making a face. It was delicious. It was divine even. It shocked me. Everything I thought I wouldn't like, I did. And then there wasn't anything I didn't like. They also, because they're going to have breakfast all day, they had egg and cheese and bacon empanadas. I thought Lauren was going to die. She just did that breakfast taco story.
That's her favorite thing. It's a good thing she doesn't still live in that area, that she lives near the office, or we'd know where she was every morning.
Yeah, exactly. But they did tell us while I was there that that was originally going to open in spring. It's not at all shocking that that's not going to happen. So it'll be more like summer, but the space is going to be really cool.
The space is going to be cool. So if you're standing facing Ridgewood Shopping Center, it's going to be to the far right. It's going to have a large patio, beautiful patio. And it's also allowing the center to build another patio that you can grab wine from Ridgewood Wine, or you can grab coffee, you know, from Whole Foods or wherever and come down and sit. So it's more of a patio for the entire area, the center as well.
Yeah, that's cool. So you can actually, is it kind of like Fenton then, like kind of like a social district in that sense,
exactly.
As long as you're there?
As long as you're
there.
That's
cool.
Yeah. I think that is such a cool area, and there's so many great businesses in there.
I have to give them props because our first Taco Bamba, because our first rant that we reintroduced, you know, you guys used to do the rants. Obviously, you talked about it on an episode we recorded today, but I did that story on Wilco's new Mezcal bar, remember? And then I also wrote a rant in the same issue about how I don't like Mezcal, which was so ironic. And so last night, they're like, three drinks. That was it, you know, with the drink tickets. All margaritas, but one was tequila, two were Mezcal. So I was like, I guess I'm just getting the tequila. And so the guys knew us, obviously, from doing the story. And one of them comes up and he's like, you have got to try this Mezcal drink. And I'm like, I hate Mezcal. I liked it. I can't believe somebody finally did it.
I'm going to tell you, there's one more I want you to try. So I went to Longleaf and they had done the Skate Raleigh drink in partnership for the park. She created, her drink is, you know, it's called the Kickflip.
Yeah.
But it is a Mezcal drink. Oh, my.
What cuts it? Because this one, I think, was because they used coconut. I think coconut milk or, you know, there was that coconut flavor in it.
It's just balanced. It does not overpower, and you can taste the smoky flavor in it, but it doesn't override the sweetness, and it's not heavy. You know, I don't like cocktails. I just don't like anything that's too sweet or feels like too many flavors at one time. This was so good. So it's another Mezcal. So we may.
Yeah, I thought that because he said, what don't you like about it? And I was like, I get what they're supposed to taste like, but so far all the ones, and I never had any at Wilco's bar because I just ordered tequila there. It's also a tequila bar. But all the ones that I've ever had anywhere else, to me, they just tasted like a campfire. And he kind of like nodded in agreement, like, yeah, then, you know, maybe people aren't, it's not the balance mm-hmm. that it needs. So he was like, I really challenge you to try this and see if you like it. And so we went and got two of them, and Lauren doesn't like mezcal either, and we both liked it. I was shocked. Yeah. So I think that was, you know, I'm very excited for them to come. We do have a lot of great Mexican restaurants in Raleigh. Like, we're very fortunate, but I think that it's nice that this one is coming, bringing in fresh blood in an area that doesn't have, I mean, Ridgewood used to have a dining concept that was very popular, you know, and there's not a lot to eat around there.
Well, and speaking of that, I got a sneak peek at the Burrito Shack, which is opening in the Tijuana Flats space at Quail Corners.
Oh, yeah.
And it's by a local husband and wife team out of Topsail Beach. And all fresh ingredients. I can't wait. So that, you'll hear more about this coming soon, but they are in the process of hoping to be open by early June. And it's the food is going to be amazing.
There's so much to be excited about.
Yes. Okay, so which of the tiki cans was your favorite?
Yeah, so my favorite was absolutely the Floridita. We tried them all. We had a blast. Okay. But I love the branding on the zombie, too. Like, I think it's, like, really fitting. It's a bender without the blender and strong enough to raise the dead or merely the dead inside.
Kind of makes sense, a zombie.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I love the Floridita, so. And you have, other than these, you have a canned cocktail. It's probably the High Noon, that your go-to.
Oh, yeah. My go-to, yeah, for non-local is definitely the High Noon. I'm interested to try the tequila version. Trying to think if there's a local one.
Yeah. I'm the Durham Distillery.
Well, yeah.
Gin and tonic,
you love the
but I
gin.
Like a gin and tonic, and I think that canned version is delish. Cheers.
Cheers.
This has been Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I hope after hanging out with us, you feel more like a Raleigh insider. You can find copies of our magazine around town or subscribe for $10 for 10 issues. We'd love it if you gave this podcast a rating and review and share it with your friends. This podcast was edited and produced by Earfluence. I'm Gina Stevens. We'll see you again soon.